You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Last night, I had some major decisions to make. I was totally on board for the BET Hip Hop Awards for several weeks, not realizing that This Is Us would begin again as of Tuesday of last week. So I caught the first hour of the BET Hip Hop Awards and then switched over to This Is Us and then came back. So we'll talk a little bit more about what we saw, what happened in the shade. This is week four of GM's strike. It's continuing as the striking workers and the big brass at GM are still arguing over one particular thing. And that's the company's commitment to building new vehicles in the U.S. in years to come. So we have no idea when this will be over. And as of right now, folks are saying that it could go on even further.
Oh, Lord. That's a lot. You know, here you are, you know, you waiting on work, you waiting on them to come to terms. And meantime, what you gonna do about your family at home?
Production has cost about 165,000 cars and trucks during this time of the strike. Workers currently get a striking wage of $250 per week, which is definitely much less than what they're used to living off of. But of course, when you're trying to make a point, there are going to be sacrifices.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Hoping for the best and praying that they can get back to work soon, Shay.
Definitely.
Yeah.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621 today. Look for highs in the mid-60s. Some sun with a heavy thunderstorm later on. Right now, you're mostly cloudy at 59 in Roland Park. Shade, what's popping?
2019 BET Hip Hop Awards aired last night on BET. I actually enjoyed it.
Oh.
Lil Duval was the host. Megan Thee Stallion opened up the award show with a medley of songs.
My baby.
Hey, turn up BET. Hey. Megan Thee Stallion. Hey, hey.
I was left with the impression that she's like a stripper with a heart of gold. Like, that's, no, she's in school and everything, but she was dressed very provocatively.
That's my baby, boy.
And she's very tall, because like there was another guy out there rapping with her and she was like a whole head taller than him.
I'll take it.
Ow.
I think someone said she's 6 feet.
Take it. Nice tall glass of water.
So they then went into the cypher, which was a little long for me. It was five of them. Cash Doll was a part of it as well. And four other people that I had no idea who they were. None. But
that's,
it went on.
That's an opportunity for you to learn.
Yeah, you know, look at that. That's a positive way to look at it. Little Duval, he had a City Boy song, and he performed it. It's supposed to be like the answer to Megan Thee Stallion's Hot Girls or Summer or whatever.
It ain't that hot. Just FYI.
Then Saweetie, who I was very happy that she was fully clothed. But child, she looked like Woody on Toy Story 2. She's so stiff.
Oh, come on now.
Fam. And she was lip syncing like a mug.
My type.
And I like the song.
Cause we like Petey Pablo, that's why.
Well, Petey Pablo came out and saved the day. Thank God.
Oh man. Freak a Definitely.
Because she was struggling in this dancery.
Not according to Quavo.
Quavo was—he was just clapping for his baby. He had 75 bracelets on, but he was—he was clapping for his baby. You could see that he was with it.
Yeah.
But she was. Parents, put your children in dance class, please. That's the problem. We done stopped putting kids in dance classes. They don't have no recitals no more.
She need piano lessons.
They don't have no performance skills whatsoever.
No stage presence.
No stage presence. She had this look on her face that was just like...
Period.
You know how you counting something in your head? Like you look at somebody, you can tell they're using their fingers to count.
Yeah. Look at you with the roasting this morning, okay? Okay.
What'd you say?
Okay, Shay.
But I like Saweetie. Mm-hmm. I need her to step that game up, though. If you're going to be out here on TV, step the game up. Right?
I agree. Some people show, might like it, though.
It's a show, though. You got to... Come on, now. If you're doing a show...
It has to be compelling for
you
everybody.
You got to put on a show.
Yeah, not just a few members of the audience. Stop that. What are you doing over there?
I was dancing. I was trying to show you what she was doing.
What Saweetie was doing.
Yeah, you know, I still like the song. I just want a more. 1, 2, 3. Step ball change.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Right.
1, 2, 3, 4, step.
5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, you got to know the count in order.
She was freestyling. She was going off the one like James Brown said.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
I am mad because my daughter, who is a senior at F.L. Schlegel High School, thinks that on my days off, she thinks I want to take her to McDonald's for breakfast and then drive her to school. Mm. That's why I'm mad.
Yeah, she said that that circle piece in the lunchroom just ain't good enough for her today. She needs something extra.
Damn, it's free though, so I don't know.
I knew not to wake my mother up and ask her nothing. I had to get to school the best way I knew how. That's what she used to say to me.
I work nights, so she expect me to be up at this time anyway, which I am on my days off. But this ain't what I wanted to do, so I just stopped on by Burger King and got mine, too.
Well, that's right. It's a little bonding time for you and your baby.
Did that for 17 years.
Oh! Well, let's embarrass her further. What's her name?
Her name is Lakaya.
All right,
right
girl.
Right here in the car with me.
I heard her like, Mom, no.
All right, Lakaya and mother, have a good day at school.
All right, thank you. Y'all have a good day as well.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Going to name another queen for a day on Friday. She's going to win a $125 gift card to spend any way you'd like, dinner for two. All you have to do is log on to KPRS.com and nominate someone who is a breast cancer survivor or someone currently in treatment.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make their day on Friday, B.
Yes, please keep fighting and keep praying.
I know you've been waiting. Ivanka Trump will be in town tomorrow. It's one of the 10 round tables that are set up with the Administration for Children and Families.
She was nasty about me.
Senator Roy Blunt, Governor Mike Parson, and Assistant Human and Health Services Secretary Lynn Johnson are also expected to be in attendance. It'll take place at Metropolitan Community College.
God bless the United States.
Are you hosting?
No, are you? Will you be there?
No, they didn't ask me.
And they didn't ask me either, so. Yeah. I hope it goes well. You know, I know she installing tennis courts at the White House, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, they like.
She lives there?
Well, I mean, it's either that or Margo Largo, whatever it's called.
Mira-Lago.
Oh, okay. But, I'm glad she's taking time out of her busy schedule to come visit the good folks of Kansas City.
It's tremendously big and tremendously wet.
A new poll says that most Americans support impeachment inquiry against her daddy.
Uh-oh. Okay, well, that was the wife that I was talking about then.
The wife's name is Melania.
Oh, my bad. I get them mixed up.
Tremendous amounts of water.
Oh, my God. Oh my God. This is it. I don't have nothing else to offer
now. You ain't gonna go though? You ain't gonna shave more on the town? Your woman about town?
I won't be there. I have an appointment.
Appointment with who?
Get my eyebrows arched. I need to get a pair of slacks that I have taken up.
Oh, you could put pleats in them?
Nah, get them taken up.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Tomorrow, week 7 of High School Game of the Week will be chosen. So you have all day today. And I believe a part of Thursday you can vote. Mm-hmm. Right now in the lead, Baldwin versus Bonner Springs. Mm. Right behind that is the Northeast versus East game.
Come on, Vikings.
The third spot, Washington versus Wyandotte.
Told you they was going to make a comeback.
Independence versus Center. Mm. And then in the rear is Lansing versus J.C. Harmon.
All alumni, students, and parents, make your way to capeyards.com and cast your vote.
I've been thinking a lot about this. Within the next 3 years, I plan to be married and pushing out a baby.
Now, where did this come from? Good Lord.
My inside thoughts.
Okay. Proceed.
So I've been looking at a lot of information about parenting because I want to be ready. Mm-hmm. And this is so amazing to me because I didn't have this experience as a kid. 2/3 of parents give their children an allowance.
Oh.
And the average amount of money is $30 a week.
Are you serious?
Damn!
Did you get an allowance?
Hell no. You know what my allowance was?
You allowed to stay in my house.
Yeah, flicking the light
on. You allowed to use my water.
Opening the refrigerator.
So 80% of the parents that were polled say that their children have to do chores in order to get their allowance, which is an equivalent of about 5 hours a week of work.
That's it? Well, look. I wish I only had 5 hours a week when I was young. We have responsibility, Shay. Not only cleaning up the house and not only doing our homework, but we had to go over my grandma's house and, you know, help her out and do all type of other stuff.
So I want to know, Casey, parents, do you give your kids allowance for doing their chores?
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21 today. Look for highs in the mid-60s. We'll have a heavy thunderstorm coming our way later on. You're clear 58 right now in North Kansas City. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Libra friends. Tyler James Williams. He's the boy in Everybody Hates Chris.
Oh, okay.
27 years old today. Bo, President Barack Obama's dog, is 11.
Dog?
Nona Hendrix, former member of Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells, and LaBelle, is 75 today. Mm-hmm. And gospel rapper Lecrae, he 40.
He is?
Yeah.
He don't look like it. Happy birthday, everybody born on October 9th.
When you serve in the Lord, he'll preserve you.
I met him last year. He's a cool guy.
He will preserve you. Last night, the entertainment for me was going back and forth in between the 2019 BET Hip Hop Awards and watching my show, This Is Us, on NBC. Mm. So things kicked off pretty good with the Hip Hop Awards. Megan Thee Stallion started things out with her performance, dressed pretty provocatively.
My baby. Come on, Megan.
I think she missed her cue right there. Here we go.
I'll be cool on
the chicken,
ain't no press. Till I made the little freak, I ain't mad.
The baby representing for Charlotte.
Yeah. Somebody said he got like 64 teeth.
Huh? Aww.
I like the baby though.
Then they had the cipher with IDK, Travis Thompson.
I don't know.
Ooh, I did know Iman. That's Iman Shumpert. I didn't know he rapped. The man that's married to Teyana Taylor.
Yeah.
Don't he play basketball? Yes. He play one of the balls.
He's in it. Oh my God.
Is it basketball?
He's in the NBA. Yes, he is.
And then somebody named King Los. And the only other person I knew was Cash Doll.
Okay.
That went a tad too long for me, though. They could have, everybody should have did like four bars, and that would have been enough.
Boy, Cash Doll look good, too, boy. Good Lord.
Little Duval, he was the host, of course. He did his City Boy performance. Saweetie was fully clothed. I think I was expecting a little bit more showmanship in her performance. She kind of looked like Woody from Toy Story 3.
Yeah, she definitely needs like Paul Abdul, Janet Jackson, the choreographer.
We need, what's the girl name that Diddy used? Lorianne Gibson.
Oh, she be getting in people's stuff.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. So yeah, I like Saweetie a lot. I like this song. I just need her to repractice just a little bit more. Maybe put, you know, this is why I encourage parents, put your children in dance class.
Maybe she didn't stretch. You know, she didn't want to pull the
But
block.
Her baby, they don't got no kids. I just say that when I say somebody's dating. But yeah. Her boyfriend, Quavo, he
hey, you
got
to be was so happy. You got to support your queen.
Rhapsody also performed. She's got one of the best albums of the year, in my opinion, Brian. Mm. I love it. And of course, Lil' Kim was given the I Am Hip Hop Icon Award. Mm-hmm. And shouts out to J.P. Rand. He did that finger wave hair that she had.
Oh, the Cleopatra. Okay.
Representing from right here in the town. Yeah. We had him on the show a couple weeks ago.
Lil' Kim getting thick, boy.
Yeah.
Or this, it got a price tag attached to it.
I think that that's what they call fat transfer. Like they take it from one place and put it in another.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
She's a very little lady, so it's, yeah.
Yeah.
Do we have a performance?
Yeah. Light us up. You want your favorite song?
Brooklyn!
I come from Bed-Stuy.
Yeah. Why you looking at me crazy?
Because that's not my favorite song, but I know it.
Your favorite? I said one of your favorites.
I know it. I'm not from Brooklyn, though,
so. She did Quiet Storm.
Now this would be more. I like to spark a lot. My Brooklyn style speaks for itself. Like a wrestler, another notch under my belt.
I love Lil' Kim.
The UNO competitor. I'm 10 steps ahead of ya. I'm a leader. Y'all want some following? Ooh, come up in this game and some modeling.
Okay.
Just to get to the top. Stop. Give 100% in any line I drop.
Oh, look at you. I wish Foxy Brown could hear that though.
I love Foxy. I do.
I do too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Coming up at 8:08, we're going to be talking to Alfonso Ribeiro. See if you can get your cardigan together, Brian. Hmm. Be ready. 2/3 of U.S. parents say that they give their children an allowance. Hmm. And the average weekly amount is $30.
I wish a lot for a kid, fam.
I wish I had been given $30 as a youth dem.
I was thinking about, because we was at Northeast on Friday, right? Mm-hmm. And I was thinking like, man, I remember in the lunchrooms, if you had $5 on you, you was a baller. All right? So you can, you like, hey, girl, I got you. You want some Skittles? Go ahead and get you some Skittles real quick. I got you. You know, and $30, I can't imagine having $30 as a kid.
I've been working since I was 15. My mother was a single parent, so I had to help. So my little check I used to get, mommy got more than half of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then that would be my little money, you know, for lunch or whatever, because I would be working in the evening so I could have dinner or whatever while I was at work.
But that just goes to show that most of us say we don't have the ends for that. All the money is dedicated to bills. And there's not enough money for us to be giving away to kids for allowance. Although I think it is a good idea to teach them financial literacy at a young age. Sometimes we don't have the resources to do that.
As you were saying that, I just started thinking to myself, but is that, our kids' fault that we don't have enough? Should they still be getting that though? Because I was thinking that to myself, I was like, dang, I really shouldn't have probably been helping with the bills because I was a kid.
But you had to do what you had to do. But I feel like it needs to be taught in schools. Just think about some of the things that you've forgotten when you was in high school. Like financial literacy could really take you a long way.
Do you give your kids allowance for doing their chores?
As a child, my brother and I started off at $5 and then moved up to $20 by the time we got to high school and had jobs of our own. I have a son now. He's 23, and he started off with $5 as well. And his allowance ended, I want to say, at maybe $50 before he got to high school and got a job of his own. So I think every situation is different based on the circumstances of the parents and how they're able to reward their children and teach them responsibilities, and not just in working for it, but being able to save their money and budget and things like that. So I think every situation may be different.
I like that. Is there any way I can get a little short 50 a week out of the...
Well, he's in college now, so my little pockets are short right now.
So you can't take another child on. Dang.
Allowance again.
All right, what's your name?
I'm Tasha from Kansas City.
Thank you so much for calling up, Tasha.
Have a good day, guys.
You too.
Bye-bye. You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
We'll be talking to rapper and actor T.I. tomorrow on the show.
Are you serious?
Yep.
So you just gonna bust this out on me on the air right now?
I know he's your favorite rapper.
Yes. I got prepared for this.
Well, get yourself together, shorty. I know that T.I. and Tiny giving them churn money. They getting allowances. And I know they're not doing any chores.
It could be.
You think that he has his kids doing chores? Really, if there's so many kids that if they all just did it at the same time, they'd be ready, finished in 30 minutes cleaning up the house.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so many of them.
I feel like they came from humble beginnings, and so they know the value in that.
I don't know. I see down. Them with a maid. I just do. I don't know. Well, ask them. Let's ask them that.
All right.
So we've been talking about average American parents, two-thirds of which are giving their kids weekly allowances for doing chores around the house.
Whew. Allowance. Boy, look, am I allowed to go outside? That was the allowance that
right.
I had.
Am I allowed to my homework and be quiet?
Right. You know, and there's no shade to the parents that's doing that. Right. That's good if you can do that. It's just that we couldn't.
We had no concept of that. There's actually a book called The Art of Allowance, which gives a suggestion on what you should give your children. If they're 10, they say they should get $10 a week. So based on their age, if they're 5, they should get $5 a week.
Shay, I actually been thinking about this allowance thing before you brought it up today. And I just want to know your thoughts on this. If I were to give my kid, $10 a week or something, and I made them pay for everything, like as far as dinner, like a dinner would be $1. Do you think that would be a good way of teaching financial literacy? Because they would have to budget their money.
I don't know.
Or do you think that's a little too rough?
That. I think that might be rough for just regular rations, but if they want extras.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I remember being a kid, and in the fifth grade, there was always a trip to Hershey, Pennsylvania to Sesame Place. And I knew my mother wasn't going to have the money for it.
Mm-hmm.
So all summer long, I did whatever chore anybody in the neighborhood needed. They needed me to walk to the store. If I saw a penny on the ground, I picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
And all summer long, I saved up so I could go to Hershey, Pennsylvania to the fifth grade trip.
Little Shay getting cigarettes from the bodega.
Shut up. You really could. Like nobody.
Stop. It's for my mama. Give me a single.
Hush. Do you give your kids allowance for their chores?
I don't give my kids allowance. Just for the simple fact that I pay for everything. There's football, there's dance. I got 4 kids. So everything is so expensive. Why should I pay them? And $30 a week? Like, I know people who don't even get $30 a week, like grown people. Why would I give my kid that so they could spend it on hot Cheetos and Takis? That's silly. It ain't like they got, like, anything to buy. I buy everything they ask for, just about. So I don't see why I should give them allowance. And then cleaning up, they shouldn't get paid for that. I never got paid for that.
All right, what's your name?
Thea Kelsey.
Thank you so much for calling up this morning, girl.
All right.
Bye.
Hot 103 Jams and the Morning Grind.
Yo, check this out.
Check it in.
You want it? Hey, we got it. Come get it.
With the hottest celebs.
It's a wonderful day to get a chance to talk with someone who's been entertaining us for decades on the small screen and on Broadway. Talking with Alfonso Ribeiro.
How are you?
Just great. Triple Threat is on the line.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
Let's talk about the 30th anniversary of America's Funniest Videos.
It's a kind of an amazing thing when you really think about the fact that this is the longest running primetime show on ABC in their history. Making people laugh for three decades with great hosts. I mean, obviously Bob Saget started it off with Tom Bergeron, and then myself being able to kind of try to continue what those two great giants have done, and I just appreciate being a part of it, and it's a part of American history now. The thing that I've always said is people are always like, oh, it's not nice to laugh at people. I'm like, yeah, but they sent us the videos, so they want us to laugh at them, so it's a good thing.
We remember you winning the Dancing with the Stars on ABC back in 2014, and I'm sure that relationship with Dancing with the Stars maybe opened up the opportunity for you hosting now. How did that hosting process happen? Did they come to you? Did you have to audition? I would imagine you don't have to audition anymore.
It was a little bit of everything. So, you know, it did come to me from Dancing with the Stars. You know, that's where I met Tom Bergeron. And Tom had said that he was leaving the show, so he was no longer going to do it. And once I won Dancing with the Stars, Tom kind of said, you know, I think that Alfonso would be the perfect person to take over for me. And he went to ABC and executives and said this. And then when I won Dancing, you know, ABC pulled me in and said, hey, we'd love to sit down and talk to you and see, you know, what you want to do. And when I went in, there was a poster of Tom on the wall, and I said, you know, I want to do that. And they were like, well, you know, that's exactly what we want you to do. So we then, you know, started the process, but I did do a screen test, and which is basically an audition, and then they took it and sent it out to focus groups, and the focus groups came back saying that I was the guy that they wanted to have do the show.
You've played a good guy for so much of your career. Do you have any ambitions to maybe play someone who may be a little nefarious?
Right now, I'm not really looking at acting roles very much. You know, it's really more about, you know, whether something came along that I found really interesting and different and kind of got my, you know, juices flowing, then maybe something like that I would look at. But, you know, I'm very happy being a host right now, and I think that might have been one of the mistakes I've made in my career, you know, leading up to this, was I would be everywhere. I would kind of, I want to act, I want to direct, I want to, you know, host, I want to produce, I want to, and not being able to focus enough on what I want to do and staying focused on it. So this time around, you know, I'm loving that I'm hosting, and I'm going to focus on it and see where that takes me.
America's Funniest Videos airs on Sundays, the 30th season. And if anyone in Kansas City wants to submit, how do they do that?
You know what? There's an app. You can go right on your phone. You can download the AFV app and be able to send your videos straight from the app, you know, right to our producers.
Right. Well, it's wonderful talking with you. It's so unusual to be loved by you. And we're very... I was trying to sneak that in. Okay.
Yeah. It's all good.
Have a good day, brother.
Thank you. You too.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823 today. Look for highs in the mid-60s with a heavy thunderstorm coming our way. Later on, you clear 58 right now at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's popping?
I know you've been waiting for this, Brian. Jacquees is back in album mode.
Okay.
He says that he's releasing that new album, which will be appropriately titled King of R&B.
King of R&B. Ribs and barbecue, rocks and blunts. He ain't the king of R&B.
He's really embracing this.
Yeah. His last album, which peaked at number 35.
Oh, come on, Shay. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Solidifies him as the king.
Ribs and barbecue, rocks and blunts. He ain't the king of R&B.
We're talking about the young folks getting allowance. Maybe y'all should try to put the kids on allowance, get their own PlayStation.
Uh-oh.
Officially, PlayStation 5 will be launched upon the marketplace.
Yes!
Just in time for Christmas.
Of next year.
2020, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you start giving them $10 a week now, they have the money they need, right? Maybe.
You're right. Nah, that's a good way for them to buy their own dang on Christmas present.
Are you one of those parents, you think, when you have kids, that you'll be buying, like, the latest toys, like, all the fly stuff?
If they deserve it.
Okay.
If they do good in school, they make the grades, and, you know, they're doing good in the extracurricular activities, then absolutely. But once they start messing up, it will get snatched, just like it got snatched from me.
Those free JT t-shirts finally work, Brian.
Uh-oh.
JT of the City Girls is free and back out on the streets.
Well, she done missed out on the hot girl summer, but she's here for the fall.
She wrote on her Instagram, "You bees in trouble.
Period.
My bee home."
Period.
They dropped a new song called First Day Out. Have you heard it?
Nah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's a freestyle over T Grizzly's First Day Out.
You think?
I'm pretty sure.
Period.
I'm cool. Welcome home, JT, though.
Yeah. Snoop Dogg is unbothered by folk who was mad at him performing
doing
late
Snoop Dogg
night in the fog.
Doing him?
Yeah. So Snoop said, I don't know what the bleep. The audience enjoyed that bleep.
They did.
That's a bleeping lie.
I know that's right.
I had the time of my life. I enjoyed myself. Hung out with the basketball teams. I think it was more the publicity of what I did. They had to cover it up.
Yeah.
And somebody went on our Hot 103 Jams Facebook page and said the same thing. They said that people had a good time, that it was no, like, you know, pearl clutching and like hiding kids' eyes. No, that didn't happen.
Have you ain't heard nothing from KU? You got audio of that, yeah.
We do?
All that petty, punk-ass little thuggery stuff.
That's Sarah Palin.
And the media being on the thug side. What the heck are you guys thinking, media? Thinking, media? On the thug side. What the heck are you guys thinking, media?
Good Lord.
Stop playing that. You gotta make me...
One more time for the roll.
No, Brian!
And the media being on the thug side. What the heck are you guys thinking, media?
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wallace Wednesday with Dr. RJ on Hot 103 Gems.
October is Domestic Violence Awareness and Prevention Month. Dating abuse starts even younger than you think. And in teen relationships, dating violence can be a common occurrence. Many young people often think that a partner's controlling behavior is love or affection when it is often the first sign of an abusive relationship. So what can you do as a parent? The first thing you can do is to start talking about relationships very early. Well, parents, they're not just going to wake up one day at 16 and know what to do in a relationship. So start the conversation early, even if dating isn't a rule that's allowed in your house. Start as early as 10 or 11 talking about mutual respect and friendships. Define a healthy relationship. Help your teen or child understand what a healthy relationship is, and it'll help them set their own standards. Communication, compromise, and care are three things that you can let your children know should be expected for a healthy relationship. If you're a teenager and you're listening to this, please talk to a trusted adult. And if you don't have a trusted adult to talk to, text LOVEIS, LOVEIS, to 225-22 to speak with an advocate. This is Dr. RJ on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for your Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.